How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life.
Coming to you from a somewhat entrenched cave in the middle of the woods, it's the Masculine Journey Joyride. Though I'm not riding anywhere anytime soon, there's a pretty nasty storm outside, which is why I've ducked into this cave to wait it out. But you know, this is actually perfect, because this week the guys are talking about storms in our lives. You know, hard times.
Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, daddy. That's hard times.
Well, hard times come and go just like storms. But you know, the one constant is that no matter what storms you're going through, Jesus is right there with you, so you're never alone. And apparently, I'm not alone in this cave. Well now, would you look at that? That storm outside doesn't seem too bad. Enjoy this clip while I get up out of here.
You know, I did get the words "riding the storm out."
Yeah,
that was pretty clear.
Yeah. This song was actually written. You know, he's going through moving out of the city, moving all out of hustle bustle. That was his storm, because you know, in the music industry, it can be very stormy and very challenging and very tempting. You know, but he's talking about that. You know, the last verse about him and his lady. I love his last line of the song. It says, "It's a hard life to live, but it gives back what you give." And that's the same way. You know, Jesus tells us, "What we sow, we're gonna reap. We sow to the spirit, we're going to find life. We sow to the flesh, we're going to find corruption." And that's the same thing we decide in every storm and challenge that come in our life. What are we going to sow to? We're going to go into the fear or depression? Or we're going to go into the faith and the prayers? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a choice. How are we going to face this battle? Because everybody's going to have these battles.
Mm-hmm.
And do we want to survive?
Right.
Because we're more than conquerors in Christ. It's when I stepped out of Christ is when I really stumbled. And the storms took me way on down until I really surrendered and understand. You know, we learn. Well, I had to learn the hard way, because I'm hard-headed anyway. But I can't do it without God.
Yeah.
I tried. I couldn't do it until I came into that relationship to get me through these storms, these challenges, these heartbreaks of the families and just life in general. That's one reason. It brought back memories. You know, I forgot how much energy that song had, but when you're younger, the energy flows a lot easier. As you get older, you get a little wiser into things. And you
finally, and slower.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and slower, yeah.
I find that the energy flows much quicker as I get old. It's all out, but...
too fast, yes.
Real quick.
I understand.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking about the challenge really becomes not that we have storms. Okay, it's what voice am I trying to hear in the midst of the storm?
Yeah.
Because the world's voice, the enemy's voice, all those things, the old self, they're really loud.
Yep.
Right, and they're screaming.
Yep.
They're screaming at you, but can you find that still voice in the midst of it that's going to give you the peace and the calm that you need to get through it?
That's right.
Right, you know, are we going to wake him up and have him say, it'll be okay, you know,
right.
Be still,
yep.
Right? Or are we going to just keep listening to all the other things around us?
Yeah.
Because, right? To your point, we're all going to face him. So, Rodney next?
Yeah, Rodney's next.
All right, we tried to get him last, but you made me go last.
Yeah, I made you go last. But that's your clip is so long, though.
Well, it was. We couldn't have got it in that last segment.
Yeah, Why don't you just play it since
we have to do an after hours for that clip.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, much after hours.
It'd be a whole show to itself.
It would be. Well, Rodney, it's your turn to talk about your clip.
Well, I might as well. Like Danny, our wonderful kind of host tonight, since it's his topic.
Hostess.
Yeah, hostess. That would be hostess with the mostest. There you go, Sam.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.